This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And despite all the down days we've just had on Wall Street, it's actually been a pretty good year. The S&P 500 is still up almost 10% for 2012, so you can't blame the economy for what's happening to the daily deal pioneer site Groupon. Its stock is down more than 80% since it went public just a year ago. So is the daily deal dead? Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Not dead, but a little tired.
Consumers have run into daily deal fatigue.
Analyst Carl Howe with the Yankee Group says the business was great when one discount at, say, a local spa or restaurant landed in your inbox every day.
But now, it's not unusual for consumers to have four or five or six, and after a while, it just gets to be too much.
Merchants have also cooled off on deal sites after losing money on steep discounts or failing to attract repeat customers. But Greg Sterling with Opus Research says saving money never gets old.
I think consumers continue to be interested in deals and offers and discounts. What we have now is a kind of massive correction.
To stay alive, Sterling says Groupon and Living Social are moving beyond the daily deal. Both now sell products like electronics and jewelry at a discount and offer marketing services to small businesses. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.